Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Major legal victory today for the woman who accuses former President Donald Trump of raping her nearly 30 years ago. NPR's Ilya Meretz reports a New York jury finds today Trump liable for battery and defamation against columnist and author E. Jean Carroll.
Carroll went public with her story in 2019 when Trump was still president. He vehemently denied the allegation, saying, "She's not my type." She sued for defamation, and then sued him again last year after New York passed a law allowing civil complaints over old allegations of sexual assault. The jury of 6 men and 3 women deliberated less than 3 hours before finding that Trump more likely than not sexually abused Carroll and that he defamed her. He's being ordered to pay a total penalty of $5 million. Trump has said he'll appeal. Ilya Meretz, NPR News, New York.
In a verified post on his social network, Truth Social, Trump characterizes the jury's decision as, quote, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Trump faces a litany of other legal troubles, from hush money payments to his role in 2020 election fraud claims and violence at the U.S. Capitol. Trump's again running for office in 2024. President Biden is welcoming House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other top congressional leaders to the White House this hour. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports a meeting comes just weeks before a deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling.
The stakes are extremely high. If lawmakers fail to reach an agreement, the nation could default on its debt by as early as June 1st. White House Communications Director Ben LeBolt tells NPR that House Republicans are playing with fire by tying spending cuts to the government's borrowing capacity.
The president believes the appropriate process for this is the one that already exists, which is the budget and appropriations process. So he will not negotiate over default.
The Republican-led House has passed legislation that would lift the borrowing limit for 1 year in exchange for deep cuts in government spending. Democrats, including President Biden, have repeatedly argued that raising the debt ceiling is non-negotiable. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
There's a new breast cancer screening recommendation from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports the group concludes women should begin getting mammograms at age 40.
There's been a rise in breast cancer among people under the age of 50. Dr. Carol Mangione of UCLA is co-author of the new recommendation and says there's evidence to show the benefit of mammograms for women in their 40s.
New and more inclusive science has allowed us to expand our prior recommendation and encourage all women to get screening starting at the age of 40.
Every other year. Until now, women had been encouraged to talk to their healthcare providers about when to start screenings. About 42,000 women die of breast cancer each year, and Dr. Mangione says if all women followed the recommendations, deaths could be reduced by about 20%.
It's NPR. The man accused of carrying out the mass shooting at a Texas outlet mall in suburban Dallas last weekend had neo-Nazi ideation, according to the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety. However, officials say Mauricio Garcia appeared to fire randomly at his victims, no matter their ethnicity or age. Investigators are still trying to determine motive. 8 people, including 3 children, were killed. 10 people, one as young as 5, were injured. The Central Texas Army Post, long known as Fort Hood, is now designated Fort Cavazos in honor of the Army's first Hispanic 4-star general. As Carson Frame of Texas Public Radio reports, this is part of an effort by Congress and the military to remove Confederate names and symbols.
Born to Mexican-American parents in Kingsville, Texas, Richard E. Cavazos grew up on a cattle ranch. He served in the Army in both Korea and Vietnam, and his bravery earned him 2 Distinguished Service Crosses, a Silver Star, and other decorations. The senior leader of what is now Fort Cavazos, General Sean Bernabe, says the base's new namesake was a stellar leader, a soldier's soldier.
Who earned admiration, loyalty, and respect through his warrior ethos, through his selflessness, through his genuine empathy, and through his unquestionable love for soldiers.
The base jettisoned the name Hood for John Bell Hood, a Confederate general and commander of the Texas Brigade during the Civil War. I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.
The Dow closes down 56 points, ending the day at 33,561. It's NPR News.